I'm interviewing Aris Katroulis in my home in Detroit. Start back in your childhood, Aris. Were you born in Greece?
In Piraeus.
Where's Piraeus in Greece?
It's next to Athens.
It's close to Athens.
Huh? Well, it's sort of like adjacent to it.
It's the port there.
Yeah, right.
Right. Uh-huh. When were you born then?
I guess 1938, May 14th.
What were your parents doing at that time?
I guess they were having a hard time, I suppose, because my father wasn't able to work or something in those days. And I think he had all sorts of problems with my in-laws at the time, with his in-laws at the time, which was my mother's brother and whole family. Because my father was very intelligent and threatened everybody. That's what happened.
Well, Piraeus is a shipping port.
Yeah, but he wasn't really he wasn't that kind of a business or anything like that. He was just, as a matter of fact, I remember a story that he sold ties on the street or something as one of his jobs, or something, trying to get him some money.
Then that's pretty much when the Depression was going on in America.
Right.
Pretty much
right.
all over the world.
Yeah, well, it was also the war was beginning in Europe, I suppose, at the time. And then in 1940, he hit Greece. But by that time, I think my father left Greece about 6 months before it. Before the war began there.
Had both families lived in Piraeus for a long time? Or did they come there?
Well, my mother's history goes back to, it's a pretty gruesome history, actually. She was born in Smyrna, which is in Asia Minor. It was a Greek village under the Turkish country. I guess that dated back to Alexander when he conquered all those things, and all the Greeks were main at the time. And then, and I think when the Turks, well, when Greece was occupied by the Turks for 400 years or something, and they were the last ones to be rid of that, to be free from that, because they were finally thrown out of Turkey.
And then
I think in 1921, as a matter of fact.
Is that when your mother came with her parents and
brothers?
Well,
her parents had died a long time ago, and she had 11 brothers, and I think two of them only survived that exodus. You know? So she and two brothers survived the exodus. And then I think they moved to Crete, and then from Crete they moved to the mainland. And then my father was born in the island of Lesbos, in Mytilene. And he left. He's hometown when he was 13, so he started making it on his own at the age of 13 in Athens.
In Athens, he went to the mainland and then.
Before 21, because he was, I think he was born what, about 1906 or something, I'm not sure. So it was about around the early, late teens or early 20s that he went to the mainland.
Was there this super protective thing between your mother and her brothers just because?
To her,
yeah.
About her, because she was the only. She was in Greece in those days, and even now the women are always being protected by brothers or fathers or whatever.
So there were two brothers that survived and your mother.
Right.
They came out in 21 to Crete and then the mainland.
Right.
And eventually then your mother met your father.
Well, yeah, it was a weird thing. I think the way the story goes, which is, I don't even know if I should be saying all that.
What's the story?
Well, my father was a bohemian in those early days. He was with all the intellectuals and stuff, you know.
In Athens,
and as a matter of fact, I think he was even with the Communist Party when the Communist Party was a thing to do, because it kind of showed hope for the low class.